Well, the DNA of ZANU-PF is that of a violent party. They naturally go towards violence every time they feel under pressure. Right now, they are under pressure because of the fight between G40 and Lacoste. They are in the midst of what I call political cannibalism. Therefore, they tend to be violent towards anyone, opposition, and so forth. So we're not surprised that some of their members are threatening opposition members with violence. It is in their DNA.
Professor Kuto, is it true that ZANU-PF has always been violent? Or people are just making it up?
Well, I don't think people are just talking about it now. ZANU-PF, at that time in control of the state, carried out the violence in Matabeleland right in early part of the 1980s. And we know that up to the middle of 1980s, they later on carried serious violence using state apparatus in wiping out the so-called informal settlements in Harare. They've used violence in elections, and this is not something new. And the violence was also used in land invasions, which was condoned by the state, and then the state endorsed the land invasions and so on. So this is not new. But in terms of party politics in Zimbabwe, I think that the strategy of ZANU-PF is to use both thuggery and other means to supplement the pressure or the violence which is perpetrated by state agencies. So it is nothing new, and I think that Zimbabwe, if this escalates, we don't know where it will go. Zimbabwe has changed. It's not the old Zimbabwe. And if it goes too far, Zimbabwe may burn, because I think people have had enough of this ZANU-PF terrorizing the people and keeping them silent so that they can prop up Mugabe to continue looting the country and being an autocrat that he has become.
Hmm. So, Mr. Mufume, what is the way forward, really? You know, because this has been happening for a long time. What happens next, you know, if people are threatened like this?
I think we need to bring personal accountability to the people who engage in violence. We need to sue them. We need them to take them to international tribunal. We need to shame and name and expose them. But at the end of the day, the people of Zimbabwe have to realize that they have their destiny in their own hands.
Is it possible, Professor Kuto, to actually have some kind of maybe talks with ZANU-PF, let's say some kind of engagement between the opposition parties and ZANU-PF to sort out this kind of a problem?
Well, I think that in order to sort it out, both parties, ZANU-PF must accept that there's been violence perpetrated mainly from his side, but not exclusively, and it is willing to be able to bring peace and stability in Zimbabwe so that Zimbabwe can try to chart a new path as they go forward. Mugabe will relinquish power, whether he likes it or not, very soon, either naturally or through other means, through political means. And I think that is important. Secondly, I think the Zimbabwean diaspora ought to wake up and play their part. They are the ones who are propping up the economy in Zimbabwe through remittances and so on. And I don't think that they are playing a useful role in trying to put pressure on political parties at home, particularly ZANU-PF, to be able to see that let the people choose whoever they choose. Thirdly, I think for Zimbabwean citizens, use the modern media. We have information technology that is very advanced and is not the way it was in the 1980s and 90s and so on, to document those who perpetrate violence so that they will be brought to justice. And it is very easy to do, to be able to really document what is going on. Evidence is very important in criminal proceedings.